My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Well, hello and welcome back to Abby, the podcast lady, the show that helps you actually start the podcast that you've been talking about doing for years and sound good doing it. I'm Abby Graves. I'm an international podcast producer, a consultant, and an audio nerd who's made dozens of podcasts from shows from cattle ranchers in the outback to business coaches in the Midwest. We really cover it all here at Abby Graves Productions. Today's episode is one of our tips and tools episode, and it's all about planning your first 10 podcast episodes. If you're still in the idea swirling around in your brain phase, hopefully this episode can get you out of it and actually get you to start making your show. Because here's the thing, a lot of people think they need to plan the one perfect episode to launch their podcast. But really, I want you to think bigger than that. Your podcast is more than just one perfect episode. You're going to want to put out a perfect episode every week or every other week, depending on what your launch schedule is. So planning your first 10 episodes is really going to help you launch with some momentum, and you're not going to get stuck in that dreaded pod fade phase that we are going to discuss in a later episode, because that is a very important topic that is near and dear to my heart. So I just want you to have a really solid foundation, and I think planning these first 10 episodes is really going to help with that. So today we're going to cover how to brainstorm content based on your goals and based on your audience. We're going to talk about balancing solo episodes versus guest interviews. We're going to do a sample content calendar as well with themes that you can steal and copy paste for your own show. And then we're also going to get into titling your episodes so people can find them. So important. So let's start with the brainstorming based on your goals and your audience. Before we start just writing down random topics that we want to cover, which helpful but not super helpful, I want you to anchor your brainstorming in a few things. I want you to define your goal and your audience's needs. Your podcast exists to do something. Maybe it's grow your business. Maybe it's positioning you as a thought leader in your industry or giving people value between launches of products that you have or events that you're throwing. Whatever that is going to shape the content that you create. So here are some helpful things to ask yourself when you are in this planning phase. What is your audience Googling at 2 a.m? What keeps them up at night wondering about what you can offer them? Put yourself in their shoes. If you're up at 2 a.m. and you're curious about a topic, what are you typing into that Google search bar? The next thing you can ask yourself is, what problems do they have that you can solve? What problems do they have that you can solve with either your business, your service, your product? Write those things down. And then what stories, lessons, frameworks, or tools do you have in your toolbox that you can share with them that will help them better their own lives? Those are the things that you're going to want to be writing down. Not just random topics you can cover, but those specific things are going to be huge. And then totally flip them around. What do you want your audience to know about you, your process, your perspective, through those lenses? Write those down. That is your starting point. So let's use an example of a business coach launching a podcast. Your first 10 episodes might focus on mindset shifts, marketing strategies, lessons from client experiences, that sort of thing. If you're a therapist, maybe you're going to start with some common themes that you see in sessions, or maybe like myth busting or misconceptions about healing through therapy. Those are super great examples of how to use this brainstorming session. If we want to use my own example here, Abby the podcast lady. So my first episodes, especially the case study ones where I break down different shows of what they're doing well and what they can improve upon, I want to use shows that I listen to regularly, that I know like the back of my own hand, that I can pick some really solid advice from to share with my audience, but I also want to pick shows that kind of show my taste in what I like to listen to, because that also gives a glimpse into who I am as a person. If we're going to go with the tips and tools episode, like the one that you're listening to now, I want to really focus on beginner tips and tools, because my core audience is people who are looking to start a podcast and get that momentum going. So I want to meet them where they're at in that beginning phase with the ideas swirling around and I don't know what to do. What questions do I need to ask myself before starting a podcast? I am talking to the beginners, so I want to meet them and answer their questions where they're at. Ultimately, my goal, and I hope your goal too, isn't just to go viral with a podcast, because that doesn't build an audience. That's microwave growth versus crockpot growth. It's a great example from one of my clients. Like, you want to build an audience that is going to grow with you. And these are the questions that you need to ask yourself to really get them to grow with you and meet them where they're at and really help them along the way. So let's get into balancing solo episodes versus guest episodes. A lot of people think that they need to do interviews in order to have a successful podcast. And spoiler alert, you don't. You don't need to do interviews. You can do a solo podcast and be just as successful. Solo episodes are where you really show your authority, but in a good way, not like authority, like just like you're the expert. Let that show. It's your show. Own it. And I really am a big fan of a solo episode. They're faster to produce, they're easier to control, and they're a great way to speak directly to the audience that you are trying to talk to. You don't need to worry about anyone else's schedule except for your own and maybe your producers if you have someone else helping you edit and create content from it. And you can really focus on building that deep connection with your audience so they get to know and trust you. I think every show should start solo if they can, because it's just a great way to really build a solid connection with your audience. Guest episodes do offer variety, and I love listening to interviews. I love a good interview-based podcast for my casual listening preferences. It offers new insights. It helps you grow your audience, especially if you can get guests on that are willing to share your show with their audience. So it's great for expanding when you're ready for that phase. But something to keep in mind is that you are going to have to schedule around someone else's schedule, and that gets very tricky. Firsthand experience, I started podcasting with an interview-based show. It was called The Small Town Tourist, and I did it for a couple years, but it is not easy to book those interviews, because when I was doing it, I was working full-time, and I also had a side business DJing weddings, and I had a lot of extra things going on, so I was really trying to juggle my own schedule and then trying to fit other people's schedule in to record my show for me. And it was not easy. It is not easy to work with other people's schedules, because the people that you're having on are probably very successful in their own ways. So they're also very busy people. So it's just something to really keep in mind. I went into my interview-based show without knowing that information. And I wish there was someone who could have told me that, hey, it's doable, but just brace for that impact. And I just wish someone would have told me that. So I'm telling you that right now from one friend to another. My core takeaway from it is, if you're just getting started and you can do a solo show, do a solo show. Get a few episodes under your belt at least before you start bringing people on. Get your rhythm, get comfortable being in front of a camera if you're doing video, get comfortable being behind a microphone if this is a new thing for you. Really find your voice and your footing in your show before you start bringing people on, because you want your audience to get to know you, get to know your show and what it's all about. And when you do bring on guests, make sure that you're picking people that not only align with your core audience that you're trying to reach, but also people who are going to add value to your audience, that are going to leave them feeling like they got something from the interview, not like their time was wasted. So that's something we'll get into in a future episode, because it's also something I really care about, but just something to keep in mind as you're getting started and planning out your first initial episodes of your show. So let's get into that sample content calendar that I talked about earlier that you can copy and paste and steal and run through your own filter. So here is the real good stuff guts of this episode, if you're asking my opinion. So this is a kind of a plug and play format that you can use to map out your first 10 episodes right here and right now. I think I'm actually going to put a downloadable PDF in the show notes below. So if you don't want to write down what these are, I will have a download for you in the show notes that you can go and print off yourself and fill out like a worksheet. So here is what I would do if I was a business coach. We're going to run it through like the business coach lens of starting a podcast. This isn't like, oh, I have to be a business coach. No, whatever industry you're in, whatever podcast you're starting, you can use this too, but we're just going to use the business coach example for today. So episode one, I want you to start with your origin story. Why does this podcast exist? What is your background? Who is this podcast for? What can the listeners expect from the show? You can actually go back and listen to my origin story episode of this podcast. And honestly, a lot of people do this. I think if they're really serious about their podcast and taking it and treating it like a business, I think a lot of people do offer that origin story episode if you scroll far enough back. So I would strongly advise starting with your origin story. Let your audience know who you are and why you're doing this. It's so important. Moving on to episode two, this is your foundational topic. This is usually launched along with the origin story. At least my clients, I try to encourage them to launch these episodes pretty close together, if not on the same day, just so people can really get a taste for what the show is about and encourages them to subscribe and stick around for more. So this is your core message. So think along the lines of like, what do people get wrong about hiring a business coach? What is some misconception about it? What is that foundational topic that you really want to like hammer home? What is the one thing that you feel really confident in talking about? I think that is a really important way to look at it. Like, what could you talk about for an hour? I'm not saying your podcast needs to be an hour long, but what could you talk about for an hour? What do you feel passionate about? I think that's a great foundational topic to do for episode number two. Episode number three, I would love for you to share a quick win. Give your audience something tangible, a framework, a list, a step-by-step guide. If you're the business coach starting this podcast, maybe it's a, hey, here is how I helped a client scale from $1,000 a month to $10,000 a month. And here are some strategies that you can apply to your own business in order to get there yourself. Like something, a quick win like that. Give them tools to help them along the way, because then they're getting something from your show more than just jabber, for better or worse words to describe it. Like it's giving them something to try and do and succeed at, hopefully. Episode four, I would love for you to share a personal solo story. So share a personal experience that connects to your topic. That vulnerability is really going to build trust. It's going to let people in, especially if this story does have like maybe some hard times, or maybe you were up against a challenge that you thought you would never succeed at and you did succeed at. Like, let them know that you are not just this perfect person up on a pedestal and you have a podcast and you're the expert. Like, let them know why you're the expert. What did you have to go through to get here? Personally, like I had to go through a couple of job changes in order to have the business that I do now. And that was a really hard time for me. I lacked direction in my life, to say the least. I went from working a super fun radio job to then switching to a government job, like 180. That is two totally different ends of the spectrum. And I was crying all the time and trying to figure out what my purpose was until I found podcasting. And maybe I'll share my own solo story in a bonus episode or something like that, because I don't really feel like starting to cry right here and right now. But share that vulnerability, share those hardships that you went through and how did you overcome them, and inspire people in that episode four, that solo story. Now we're getting to episode five. We're halfway through this list of the first 10 episodes. Now would be the time, if you do feel strongly about bringing guests on, this would be the time. Try it out, see if it works for you. By now, you'll have a month worth of shows if you're releasing them every week. And I think this would be a good time to test the waters of what bringing a guest on would be like. Now, you're going to want to bring someone on that is aligned with your topic, aligned with your niche, to share their perspective. This would be a good time to bring on someone you really trust and you know you can have a good in-depth conversation with. So just really think about who you're going to bring on before you bring them on and choose wisely. Make sure that they're adding value to your show and not taking away value, because you're still trying to get listeners to really hone in on your topic and stick with you. So just be careful about who you're picking if you do decide to bring on a guest expert in episode five. Episode six, let's do a client or a case study. So you're sharing a transformation or a result that you've helped someone achieve. Now, this one would be a good one not to do like bringing the client on to share what they achieved when they were working with you, but maybe you have them just like either fill out a questionnaire, like a Google form, and you ask them questions and you can read them off, or maybe you have them drop you a voice note or something that you could include in with the podcast. I think that would be really cool, but really dive into what your client's problem was and how you helped them fix it. A case study, like I do case studies the first Thursday of every month of what I am reviewing on the podcast I'm listening to. So like something like that, but with your own spin. I think that would be really cool. And it would show your listeners like, hey, yep, I'm the expert. And here's some real deal, real case study of how I helped someone and I can help you as well. Episode 7, I would love to see you do a deep dive, go in depth on one specific topic or question that you get a lot. I'm in so many podcasting Facebook groups, and the question I see almost daily is, what microphone should I use to start a podcast? I could probably do a half hour episode on what microphones you should be buying when you're starting your first podcast. Like that is something that I could easily deep dive on. And you just got to find that topic that you can deep dive on and share that experience and expertise with your listeners, because they're coming to you for it by this point. Episode 8 is a behind the scenes episode. Take listeners through your workflow. What does it look like to work with you as a business coach? What does it look like to work with Abby, the podcast lady? Show them what tools you're using. Show them what a day looks like in your life and how you can help make their lives easier, better, more educated. I don't know, most smartest. Like show them how you can improve based on what you're doing in your day-to-day life to help them along their journey. Episode 9, it would be a great time to do a frequently asked questions or an ask me anything kind of thing where you have listeners who have been along the ride with you. Maybe you're starting to build that core audience and maybe they're coming at you with some questions in your DMs, in your emails, in the contact form on your website. Answer those questions on the podcast, because chances are good if there's one or two people reaching out to you with those questions, there's 10 more in the sidelines waiting to have someone ask that question so they don't have to, because they might be too shy or too scared to approach you. So a frequently asked question or an ask me anything episode would be great for episode 9. And then episode 10, it would be a great time to reflect on the past 10 episodes and maybe do like a recap of what people have missed in the past few weeks, like play little snippets of, it's like a best of episode almost, where you're like, okay, well, we covered this, this, and this. This is what really resonated with people on social media, so we just wanted to revisit these topics. And then make sure that you're giving them something tangible as well. Maybe it is a PDF download, maybe it is a freebie on your website, an online free webinar that you're hosting with your coaching service. Give them something with that best of episode to kind of recap it all. And then what you can do is you can take these episodes and maybe you start from the top and you rinse and repeat them, and then you just do that 5 times throughout the year and you have a year's worth of podcast. Or maybe you take that and you're like, you know, I really liked doing a quick win episode and I really had fun doing that deep dive. And maybe you take those 2 or 3 formats that you really liked and that becomes your core podcast. Like this is a good variety of things to try out and see what really lights you up inside and makes you want to do more of. So it's a good variety to test the waters and just see what's resonating within you and within your audience. This podcast feels a little all over the place, but I still want to get into naming your episodes so people find them. And maybe we'll do a deep dive episode on this later on. We'll just kind of scratch the surface here, but there's some things that I want you to think about when you're making your first 10 podcast episodes, and naming them is so important. I see people mess this up all the time and I try steering them in the right direction as much as I can. So thinking about your podcast titles, I want you to think about actually naming them something that people understand and not being too cutesy and creative with them, because cutesy and creative is not SEO friendly. Cutesy and creative is great if you have 1,000 people who are listening every week because they love you and love you for you and they get your humor. But when you're trying to build a new audience, cutesy and creative doesn't work. You need things that are searchable. You need to describe what you are doing to your audience. So here are my key tips for naming your podcast. Be clear, not clever. That is tip number 1. What's going to work better is 3 ways to start a podcast without fancy equipment instead of cheap and chic audio dreams. Like, what does cheap and chic audio dreams mean? It means nothing. Tell them what you're actually talking about. 3 ways to start a podcast without fancy equipment. That's a title. Cheap and chic audio dreams, not a title. Take the guesswork out of trying to figure out what your episode's about. When they see that title, They want to know what they're getting into. Tip number two I have is to use numbers. 5 podcasting mistakes to avoid is instantly scannable. The listener knows what they're going to be walking away with at the end of that episode. Put a number in your podcast. Heck, there's a number in this podcast title. Tip number 3 is to ask a question. So maybe that question is, should you script your podcast episodes? One of my clients actually has a great case for using a question as a title. She's a flower farmer and she has a series called Should You Grow This? Should You Grow Zinnias? Should You Grow Dahlias? Should You Grow Coneflowers? Those podcast episodes are almost guaranteed to spike her download numbers because people know exactly what they're getting from that episode. Ask a question that your audience is asking and then answer it in the episode, but use it as the title. Tip number 4 I have for you is to highlight a benefit. What to say in your podcast trailer, and then in parentheses, and why it matters. Use parentheses, use brackets to highlight things in your title, make them stand out. I would avoid using emojis to highlight things because emojis don't always translate well on phones or different devices. So use parentheses and brackets to highlight different things in your title. And then tip number 5 I have for you is to keyword it. Use your titles as your search engine optimizers. Use terms that your audience is going to be Googling, like how to start a podcast, podcast gear for beginners, what is a podcast? Like, think of your title as answers or questions in a Google search. That is going to help you be more discoverable to your audience. If you're unsure about what keywords to use, use ChatGPT. Such a great tool. Run it through ChatGPT and have it spit out some title options for you that are SEO friendly or SEO optimized. Use that sort of structure when you're asking ChatGPT to help you write your podcast titles. You don't need to be sitting there toiling over this. Use ChatGPT. It is a tool. I wish I was sponsored by them. So let's wrap this up because I feel like we are all over the board today, but there's just a lot of things I want to cover with you. And only doing 2 podcast episodes a month, I feel like I should probably go to weekly. I'm just not ready for that right now. And that's all about just, you know, knowing what your capacity is. But to wrap this up here, I feel like this episode was kind of all over the place, but I want you to really think about what your first 10 episodes of your show is going to be versus just that one perfect episode to start. So planning your first 10 podcast episodes is more than just filling in some content on a calendar. I really want you to have some great content to kick off your show so you keep that momentum going. So it's really about grounding your ideas in your audience's needs and in the goals that they have and the goals that you have. You got to choose a mix of solo and guest content that builds trust, but also fits your schedule as best as it can. I also want you to use structure to help you stay consistent. Again, be sure you head down to the show notes and grab that PDF of the 10 podcast episode formats I think you should use to kick off your show. And then be sure that you are writing titles that make your show searchable and discoverable. So important. Don't be cutesy with it. Be real with it. If you have been stuck in that swirling, I want to start a podcast someday phase, and you're ready to get out of it and you're ready to do it right, this is your sign to get moving on it. You don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to start. You're always going to be improving every single time you hit record. So just keep that in mind. Do it imperfectly. You just got to start somewhere, and now is the perfect place to start. And I'd love to help you along the way. So if you're looking for production help, if you're looking for a podcast consulting help, I am here for you. We got more information on that at abbygravesproductions.com. Links are down in the show notes below. I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review of this podcast. It helps a ton. And I will catch you next time on Abby the Podcast Lady. Thank you so much for tuning in today.